From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Vice President Dick Cheney will be called to testify at the trial of his one-time chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby. That tidbit of news came today at a hearing in advance of Libby's trial on perjury and obstruction of justice charges. It's scheduled to begin next month. Libby is accused of lying to a grand jury about what he told reporters concerning CIA operative Valerie Plame. Her name was leaked to the press shortly after her husband publicly criticized the Bush administration's pre-war intelligence on Iraq. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. And Nina, how did this information about Dick Cheney testifying come out today?
Well, Melissa, to make a long story short, it turns out that it won't be the prosecution that's calling Cheney, but the defense. In court today, Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald said he would not be calling Cheney, which prompted defense attorney Ted Wells to interject that he would be calling the vice president to testify for Mr. Libby.
And is it expected that Mr. Cheney would fight being called by the defense or not?
Another of Libby's lawyers, William Jeffers, said he did not expect Mr. Cheney to resist, so I suspect the deal is done.
So when he testifies, would that be in person in court?
We don't know. It could be videotaped, but I would imagine that the defense would want him to testify in person if he's willing to and security allows it.
And what is he expected to say in that testimony?
Well, Mr. Libby has what's been called a memory defense. He says he didn't lie on purpose. Whatever falsehoods he told, they were because he didn't remember things right. And Cheney would be expected to buttress that by saying all the different things that were on his chief of staff's mind, national security, terrorism, all that kind of thing. But Cheney could be a key witness, not just for the defense, for the prosecution, too. According to the prosecution's court filings, it was Cheney who first told Libby about Plame's identity. It was Cheney who was consumed with concern about claims being made by Plame's husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, that President Bush and his administration had twisted intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in order to justify going to war with Iraq. So, you know, it could very well be that on cross-examination, the prosecution hopes to make points.
Right. Now, what about the defendant? What about Louis Libby himself? Will he be testifying at his trial?
Well, all indications are that he will. After all, his defense is premised on his ability to persuade the jury that when he previously gave false testimony, he wasn't lying, he wasn't hoping that his statements would never be disproved, but that instead he was so busy with so many urgent matters that he simply misremembered events. And, of course, when you do that on your own behalf, that's your best hope for persuading a jury.
Right. Now, there will also be, I understand, a number of reporters called to testify as well.
Yeah, there are as many as six, including NBC's Tim Russert and former New York Times reporter Judith Miller for the prosecution, and other reporters to be called by the defense, possibly just to say, well, he never told me anything.
And again, the trial starts next month. NPR's Nina Totenberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.